One-year-old Bryce Graw takes his afternoon nap at home in Macon. His crib is in a toy-cluttered room that he shares with his older sister, Veronica.
Baby Bryce, hey, turn around.
Chandra Graw delivered both of them by cesarean section at Moberly Regional Medical Center. 2 days after Bryce was born, he was taken by ambulance to Columbia. Doctors said his heart was abnormally large.
Of course, hormones and everything, I just lost it.
After 7 hours at the Women's and Children's Hospital, good news. His heart was larger than most babies, but so was the rest of him.
Moberly's not used to dealing with babies that aren't perfectly normal. Bryce was born 9 pounds, 3 ounces. So luckily we got to bring him home that night, but that's Moberly.
There are no board-certified OBGYN specialists in Macon. Graw says it's an accepted fact of life there. To get specialized care and to deliver, women often drive to Kirksville, Moberly, or even Columbia. And now women in Fulton face the same issue. The Callaway Community Hospital shut down its obstetrics unit last month. While ultrasounds and emergency deliveries can still be done at Callaway Community Hospital, routine deliveries will have to be done in Columbia. Margie Sable is the director of the School of Social Work at MU. She says rural hospitals may lack some specialized services.
Sometimes the providers might not be specialists, and so they may be fine for providing low-risk care, but if they're not a specialist, if there are complications, then those women would need to be referred.
Macon resident Katie Myers has been to Moberly for checkups 8 times since finding out she was pregnant. 1 month from her due date, she says the lack of access to care has hidden costs.
I lose about 3 hours of work every time I go to the doctor's office.
And she doesn't know if she will need to go to Moberly more often as her due date approaches. Sable says access to good care before the baby is born can indirectly influence infant mortality rates.
One of the reasons that prenatal care is important is because it's a time when you can identify potential problems or complications in pregnancy.
Complications such as preterm birth and low birth weight are leading causes of infant mortality. The number of preterm births in Macon County is not significantly different from the state average, according to the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services. But the percentage of women receiving inadequate prenatal care is higher, nearly 18% in Macon compared with 11.5% across Missouri. Despite the obstacles, Myers and Graw are determined to get the best possible care for their children.
I'd rather drive so they can actually already have more advanced equipment to make sure the entire thing's progressing fine instead of at the end go, oh yeah, surprise, your kid has mental problems that the small town didn't catch.
You don't really know unless something occurs, and you don't know that until you go see her. So it's my unborn child. I'll do what I have to do.
Although basic prenatal care is available in Macon, both women prefer to go to Moberly and see the doctor who will deliver their children. Marie French, KBIA News.